This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. The father of a teenage girl who survived a small plane crash in the craggy, thickly forested mountains of north central Washington state and emerged from the wilderness after hiking for a couple of days says she's doing remarkably well. The fate of her two step-grandparents, who were also aboard, remained unclear, and a search continued for the plane wreckage. David Viatch of Bellingham, Washington, told reporters outside of Brewster Hospital late yesterday that his 16-year-old daughter, Autumn Viatch, is exhausted but was able to joke with them about how they watched survival shows together. He calls her an amazing kid. Three Rivers Hospital CEO Scott Graham says the teenager has no life-threatening injuries but is dehydrated and suffering from a type of treatable muscle tissue breakdown caused by vigorous exercise without food or water. She was expected to stay at the hospital overnight. The Beach 835 left Kalispell Saturday afternoon, headed for Linden, Washington. Also on board were Leland and Sharon Bowman of Marion, Montana. Two people charged with starting a wildfire that displaced two mountain lion cubs last summer have agreed to pay $9,450 in restitution in exchange for having felony charges dropped. The Ravalli Republic reports that Tristan Olson of Missoula and Caitlin Hoover of Stevensville accepted deferred prosecution agreements that will bar the Ravalli County Attorney's Office from prosecuting if both follow specific conditions for 3 years. The 50-acre fire was started in an area of waist-high grass east of Florence in the Sapphire Mountains when an exploding target that was lodged in a tree detonated. U.S. Forest Service and local volunteer firefighters were able to suppress the fire at a cost of about $94,000. Two mountain lion cubs were rescued from the fire and later donated to a zoo. An attorney for jailed Yellowstone Club founder Tim Blixeth is asking a federal appeals court for his release following two previous unsuccessful requests. The Medina, Washington resident has been in the Cascade County Detention Center for almost 3 months. That after U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon found him in contempt for not accounting for the $13.8 million he received for selling a Mexico resort in defiance of a court order. In a petition to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, Blixeth attorney Phil Stillman said his client should either be released or charged with a crime. Stillman says Blixeth's ongoing incarceration is unconstitutional because he's done all he can to comply with Haddon's demands. Creditors say Blixeth took $286 million from the Yellowstone Club for personal use, a claim that Blixeth denies. Police have arrested a man in connection with a homicide in Great Falls. The Cascade County attorney tells the Great Falls Tribune that William David Miller was arrested last night on a charge of deliberate homicide. He is expected to appear in court today. Police have not identified the victim or said how she was killed. A 19-year-old woman died in a rollover crash after her SUV struck a pothole on Fox Farm Road south of Great Falls. The Cascade County Sheriff and Coroner's Office tells the Great Falls Tribune that Jennifer Boucher was thrown from the vehicle and died at the scene. Montana's largest mining company has laid off 11 people from its mine near Nye as prices for precious metals continues to fall. Stillwater Mining Company says the workers were in probationary positions and the move was in response to market pressures. He says it's unrelated to ongoing contract talks with United Steelworkers International Union. As Yellowstone National Park moves into the busiest part of the year, June saw record-setting attendance numbers. The Cody Enterprise reports that the park tracked over 780,700 recreational visits last month, an increase of 17% over June of 2014 and 12% more than the previous record set in June of 2010. July and August are typically the busiest months of the year for tourists. A 44-year-old Billings man has acknowledged stealing nearly $16,000 from an elderly woman who lives at the senior living center where he worked. The Billings Gazette reports Todd Michael Garlick pleaded guilty Friday to exploitation of an older person and deceptive practices. Both charges are felonies. Sentencing is set for September 21st. Prosecutors said that while Garlick worked at River Ridge Assisted Living, he obtained a 79-year-old's debit card and PIN number to purchase her medications. He spent $446 on medication and made nearly $15,900 in unauthorized purchases. If Montana's weather models are correct, the rest of July might be as pleasant as June was miserable. National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Kitzmiller says this past weekend's cooler and in many cases wet weather may stick around for a while.
We've transitioned into a little bit of a pattern change from the really hot ridge that we had, and now we're more active. Different weather systems, cooler pattern, and it looks like that'll probably hold through July. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Temperatures aren't expected to stray too far from the low to mid-80s for the next couple of weeks. Still, summer is far from over, and our forests are still very dry. Wildland fire officials have lowered the Missoula area's fire danger rating from extreme to very high. However, Stage 1 fire restrictions remain in effect. Firefighters responded to over a dozen human-caused fires this past weekend. Most of them started by abandoned campfires that weren't fully extinguished and cold to the touch. Other causes including hang activity and people burning debris without a valid permit, even though those permits have been suspended for over a month due to the extreme fire danger. A northwestern Montana teenager was honored for helping a drunken driver who crashed into a school bus and then getting 10 kids off the bus when he noticed a fuel leak. The Missoulian reports the Montana Highway Patrol gave 15-year-old Shane Pierre the Colonel's Award for meritorious service yesterday at the Lake County Courthouse. Troopers say 19-year-old Daniel Fellows was driving 78 miles per hour when he crashed into the bus. He pleaded guilty to charges related to the accident and will be sentenced July 22nd. Pierre said his parents have always taught him to help others and that he acted without thinking. Montana Highway Patrol Major Steve Lavin says Pierre is one of the few citizens to ever get a commendation from the department. Thank you much for listening. For Montana Morning News, I'm Edward O'Brien.